Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures in Wall Street. I hope you are doing well. Don't forget to like and subscribe our new channel on Rumble. It's Scriptures and Wall Street. We don't have a lot of followers over there, so I'm trying to build that out. So if you could help me out, go over there, like and subscribe over there at Scriptures and Wall Street on Rumble channel. That would help us out a ton. And we're also working on our X platform. You can follow us on there as well. And yeah, we'll be adding some more platforms to the mix. But if you like all this content, speaking of content, what I'm about to discuss today on this podcast is for information and education purposes only. If you would like financial advice, you're not going to get it on this podcast because this podcast is not financial advice. Everything on this podcast is for education, information purposes only. However, if you would like a consultation or a meeting or for me to look at your portfolio and your retirement planning needs, give us a call at 813-448-3446. Or you can simply go online at CortezWM.com. We'll love to help you. We are a God-fearing, patriotic firm. We've been conservative. We've stayed conservative for over 20 years, same message. And we are ecstatic to help our God-fearing patriots with their retirement. Avoid the CBDCs. Avoid all the gay stuff that is out there, the ESGs. We're promoting this gay woke agenda, and you don't even know it with your own money. So if that's you and if that interests you, give us a call, 813-448-3446. As our discussion today, holy freaking cow, dude. So much stuff. Like, where do we start? I mean, I want to go right to the charts. That's where I really want to start. But, I mean, I'm recording this on Friday. So, actually, Saturday morning. It's late. It's really late over here. So, it's bleeding into Saturday morning, my time, Eastern. And I was just looking at, you know, I want to look at the charts. I want to look at gold and the banks, KRE, the market. And I really want to keep an eye on this. But the VIX has been off the charts right now. We're gonna pull up charts. But before I do, it is wild. We have an assassination attempt. Now there's video circulating of this guy literally running the beeline to the roof, and no one stops him. It's like it was set up. It was a pure setup inside job. Like, how does a guy get on a roof 125 yards away from Trump speaking and not be taken out? And shows his rifle, plants his rifle, sets up everything. The whole sniper setup. Even gets 8 shots off. After that first shot, I mean, that guy should have been dead. And there was definitely some pauses there. I mean, I don't know how he was able to get off all those shots. It's an inside job, man. That's all I can say. Like, you mean to tell me a 20-year-old beat out the Secret Service? Nah, man, it's not adding up. A lot of questions. Also, for those of you that were trading today or Friday, you may have lost money like I did. In my personal bank account, my personal brokerage account, I lost about $2,800. I was trading Friday. I actually bought some puts on Dust. Dust was going down, and I was, and this is personally, I mean, not with client funds, but just personally, I was trading Dust, and I was up $2,800. I completely lost it all because I couldn't sell. I completely lost it all because I couldn't sell. And then I'm like, what is going on? I have this weight scale. So I track my weights. I'm down 30 pounds thanks to Josiah and his program. I went to go plug in my Fitbit. You guys see I wear this Fitbit. It goes right on my smart scale. So every day, every morning I wake up, I log in my weight just by stepping it on. It tracks it on my app. And I'm basically texting Josiah, hey, I'm excited. I'm now 221. It's taken me 3 months to get from 255 to 221 just by walking, dieting, eating right, and just watching what I'm eating. I'm not eating more than 2,000 calories a day. So it's been pretty effective losing weight. That didn't register. My weight didn't register. My email wasn't working. My text message was down. What else was down? Obviously, the flights were down. American Airlines, Delta, United, all down, grounded. Their servers were jacked up. And then, you know, so that was this morning. I'm like, hey, how come my weight didn't register? I'm really proud of my weight. It's all-time low for me. And I just didn't understand. The app always works. And then I went to go log on my computer to make trades, and I couldn't sell out of the dust put call. And then I found out that airlines were all grounded. And I go on Facebook, and I see friends like with long faces up. My plans, I'm stuck in the airport since 3 o'clock this morning or 4 o'clock this morning. Everything's down. And all my plans are screwed up. One family had a family vacation, summer vacation. Today was their day. And they had about $10,000 within lodging and vacation and excursions. The whole thing planned out. And they had to be there with those excursions. And there was no refund on it. So they literally lost out on all that money because their flight got canceled. So just a crazy, crazy time. But check this out. Is it a coincidence? Is it a freaking coincidence that we're getting a blackout right when they don't even know who's going to replace Joe Biden? How convenient is that? So check out this picture. And then, so in Spanish and in English, due to the global tech outage, Maricopa County Elections is also experiencing an outage at some voting locations. Please visit Locations Maricopa. Vote for the most up-to-date information about locations that are open and their hours of operation. This is crazy, man. This is absolutely crazy. So you mean to tell me they try to take out Trump? They try to put us in a day of darkness, call it. How do we know it's not Russian hackers? How do we know it's not Ukraine? How do we know it's not them? And now the elections is right around the corner, and Maricopa is already saying we have problems. Like, we don't need problems in Maricopa again. So if they're willing to kill Donald Trump, they're willing to completely rig the whole system all over again and call it a black outage. By the way, my brother-in-law, God bless him, he is sick with this election flu called COVID. And it's bad. Like, he can breathe. He wasn't bad like me when I was hospitalized, but he can breathe. But he said the body ache is just unbearable. The headache and the body ache is unbearable. It's a bioweapon. Oh, and by the way, my brother-in-law is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, he is not pro-vaccine. He just did it because he got kind of like suckered into it. But it didn't help him. And that was in 2019. He got the jab. Stuff doesn't work, man. People are getting jabbed because of fear. And 2 Timothy 1:7. Some of the weakest people that I know are Christians. And they have it right in their face. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says, I have not given you the spirit of fear. But yet people took the vaccine. Because out of fear. They fear more of COVID than actual heart attack. they fear COVID more than any other disease because of the media, how they portrayed it. So look, they try to kill Donald Trump right in front of our face. They literally blacked the whole world out right in front of our face. Airplanes are grounded. The banking structure was just complete paused today. Billy over there at Microsoft had his New World Order power today. He won today. Billy won today. And it goes to show you how vulnerable we are. All the systems, like, I honestly think that they were going to try to assassinate stupid face Biden and blame it on the Republicans. That's what I originally thought. But then we saw this darkness happen. And we could see where they're doing. And then I'm seeing, like, some guy played a prank on me during the last election. And it's pretty funny. He put me on Hillary Clinton's email list and my cell phone as well. So I get, like, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and all these, like, liberal text messages as if I'm a Democrat. So that was a pretty funny joke my friends played on me. I thought I unsubscribed for all of them, but they still have my number. So I literally get anti-Trump ads. And it's hysterical because I use it for my podcast. But check this one out. They legit don't know what to do, man. They absolutely don't know what to do. I got this text message earlier today. And it's from Stop MAGA. Their website is it's action.stop-maga.com. And it says, please share your honest opinion. Reports suggest President Biden is considering dropping out of the race. Would you look at that? If that were to happen, who would you most like see at the top of the ticket? Kamala Harris, Josh Shapiro, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, J.B. Pritzker, or Michelle Obama. Legit, that's what they're doing right now. That's what they're straight doing. They are crapping a brick. They're crapping a brick, man. They are falling apart like you wouldn't believe. And the Democrats are actually going to the red wave side. They are legit going. They're going postal, man. They're absolutely going crazy to the point where they're willing to kill Donald Trump because he's going to win. Or installed. And then what else are they going to do? What else are they going to do? They already sent the banks into frenzy. The stock market, we couldn't sell out of the stock market on Friday because of these glitches with many of the brokers. And they're willing to die to kill our president. They're willing to die. That guy went on a suicide mission. That guy, Crooks, whatever his name was, literally went on a suicide mission. And do we really believe that Kamala is going to... none of these jokers can even come close to Trump. So hey, they dug their own hole here, man. They dug their own hole here. And I mean, what do you guys think? What do you guys think? I mean, he's got to step down. They're going to blame COVID. Maybe they don't want to kill him off, but this is a more humane way of saying, I don't even think he has COVID. I just think they're blaming it like he does have COVID. And he's having this medical event, quote unquote, announcement this weekend. We'll see. We'll see, guys. The stock market wants Trump. They're already making moves for Trump. So speaking of the markets, let's get to the charts real quick. You know, I had a conversation with a prospective client today, and it was very interesting. It was really interesting. You know what we talked about? He asked me one question. He was like, Carlos, I like those green money accounts that you're talking about, but I want to know, how is an insurance contract protecting my principal? And I asked them, you know, that's a great question. How is your gold IRA protected? And he couldn't give me an answer. He couldn't give me an answer. How is your gold IRA protected? For those of you that have gold IRAs, you probably want to listen up here. So here is the chart of gold. And just breaking it down. And we're going to talk about VIX. We're going to talk about some other stuff. But if Trump gets elected, which he pretty much at this point doesn't even have a choice. Like, it's the red carpet's about to roll out. It's fitting to roll out, bro. All right, there's just no way. There's no way they can cheat out of this. So the stock market is like Vegas. Like, you want to know who's going to win the fight? Just look at the odds, the payouts at Vegas. Same thing with Wall Street. Wall Street will tell us who's going to win the election before it even happens. And so if you look at Donald Trump stocks, they're up. If you look at defensive stocks, they're starting to go up. The banking index, KRE, has jolted up. And you know what else is actually going down? What I think is going to go down is, so in my opinion, in my opinion, when Trump gets in, the first thing that he's going to do, and this is just me speculating. This is just me speculating, but I think the first thing that Trump's going to do when he gets in the office is he's either going to control the border or open up the Keystone Pipeline. I know he's going to do both of them. I don't know which order, but both of them are just as important. He's going to open up that border. I'm sorry, he's going to close that border from the open border, and he's going to open up the Keystone Pipeline. And I don't know in which order he's going to do it. And I think the third or fourth thing that he's going to do is he's going to strengthen the American dollar. He is going to kick the freaking nads out of BRICS. The BRICS have a huge problem right now. Trump gets in, that war in Ukraine, or whatever fake war you want to call it, this Chinese nonsense that's happening all across the world, it's going to stop like day one, day two. Like, this stuff is over. He's already meeting with Zelensky. I mean, it's a wrap, man. Like, the wars will stop because Trump is not going to play games. The tariffs will skyrocket for China. They are abusing us left and right. Everything that Trump did got undone. The tariffs will go up, or they will control the exports. Basically means like they're not getting certain exports because they're playing stupid with their manipulation, or they can just tag them as China as a manipulator of currencies and put them on a bad boy list where they don't get anything at all. So pay your tariffs, get on a bad boy list, or get limited resources. You pick, China. That's the message that's going to be sent to China as soon as Trump gets in. And if you take China out of the BRICS and you slap up Russia with more sanctions, dude, it's a wrap. There's no freaking BRICS. I've said this for like 2 years, and everybody wants to go crazy with gold and, oh my God, the BRICS are going to do this and blah, blah, blah. Where is American spirit? Never turn your back on America, guys. That includes our currency. Yes, but there's Luciferians. Yes, there's people that want to take out the dollar. The governments, the BRIC governments, want to take out the dollar, but they can't. It's too strong. It's too implemented. And so Trump is pro-dollar. I want you to understand that when Trump gets in, he is pro-American dollar. What happens when the dollar goes up? Your gold will go down. Your precious metals will go down in value. Now, if you have an IRA, Trump is not going to save the whole U.S. economy from taxes. He'll lower it for business owners, but it's still going to be taxed. And when you lose money in the IRA, there's no write-offs, homie. You can't write that off in an IRA. It's one of the worst places to lose your money is in a gold IRA. Like, don't be dumb and send all your money in a gold IRA where the government owns the IRA. And then you got to ship it off to like Delaware or Texas. They know where your gold is at. So the government owns account and then they know where the money's at. But you, the investor, says, oh, well, it's precious metals. The dollar's going to crash. Dude, the government knows where your money is at. Like, buy your precious metals and have it shipped to your house if you're going to do that. Oh, and by the way, gold is a tier one currency. The government can say, like they've done twice already, hey, you have 5 years to return all your gold. And if you get caught with possession of gold, you will be a felon or you have a misdemeanor and you'll pay a $100,000 fine for every ounce that you have. Whatever rule they can do that. They can't do that with tin, can't do that with copper, and they sure as heck can't do that with silver. It's an industrial metal. You need these things to build your AI machines and your robots and your computers. You need silver for solar. You need silver for a lot of things, as well as copper and tin. You want to make some money, man, start saving up some tin because there's no dealers that will send you tin. So start saving up those aluminum cans, those tin foil cans. Start saving them, man. They're going to be worth a lot of money in the future, I think. But I'm not liking the gold right now, man. I think most people should sell it. And so I want to look at this chart. The reason why I brought this up is because we see this massive wave. And everybody that says, oh, well, the BRICS are going to win. The BRICS are this. Yeah, I know you don't like Biden. I know you think the dollar is going to crash. And I know this. But mathematically, prove it to me. Show me the charts. And it's crickets, dog. It's crickets. The guy that sold you the precious metals, they never bring up the charts. Because they're selling you on the idea. And the idea sounds great. But till you start bulling up the charts don't lie, homie. The charts don't lie. And so let's look at it. Now, you guys understand this. You're supposed to what? Sell when? And buy when? You're supposed to buy low and sell high. But do we ever do it? No, because we get emotionally attached. Well, let me show you something, man. Let me show you something. You're looking at this chart right now. And look at this wave here. There's a wave here. There's a wave here. There's a sharp wave there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 waves. Now we are at an all-time high right here. All-time high. We're at 2483. Back in 2020, it was before, around the election last time, it was around 1,100 an ounce, 1,200. It shot up here. Okay. So it did shoot up. Another all-time high. Started going down in 2022 massively. And then boom, it literally tanked. From 2000 all the way to about 1587. So 25% correction. Boom. And then it shot back up. And here we are, a good old 35% uproar. But we're hitting this massive, massive all-time high. Guys, if you're looking at this chart over the past 10 years, when are you going to sell it? Here's the thing. Once it hits this level, this all-time high, well, like any stock, like any trade, it will start to come crashing down. And so you see this momentum here. You see this on the very bottom, this momentum. Once it hits this top bar, it always, always comes down. And look, if you look at here, it hit this top bar, our momentum bar, our Osceola bar, boom, went down. Hit this top bar, kissed it, went down. Hit this top bar, kissed it, went down. Didn't come close, stay stagnant. Didn't come close, stay stagnant. Over here, back in 2016, hit the top bar, kissed it, went down. Guys, hit the top bar, going down. All-time high, going down, going down. You need to sell your freaking gold, man. From a trade standpoint, it is going to go down. Now you got Trump going in. Bro, like, let me just show you this, man. Let me just show you this, dog, for real. So here is a dollar. I get a red death cross symbol here. 200-day moving average is going over. So once again, it hits this top bar, kisses it right here, starts to go down. My red traffic lights are coming right on the very bottom. It's turning red. So this is our dollar. And basically what happens, so it hit this top part, it went down. But once it hits this bottom, same thing as a blue, once it hits this bottom red, it shoots back up. So anytime it hits this major support level, it shoots back up, shoots back up. So hit this support level over here and boom, skyrocketed. So these reds are actually turning green. So this dollar, you're going to see the dollar get really, really, really strong. And I'm sorry, these blue bars mean that we're going to have an uptick in the dollar and whatever. Now we're going to have an uptick on underlying investment. So it had a little bit of a downside. That's where the purple boxes come. But my blue box and the green box, that means it's going to go up. And that's on a daily. Here's a weekly. Still, I got a blue box. That means we're going to go up. It's hitting this. It's getting close to that red line here, that rubber band. Think of it as a rubber band. Once it hits this red line, it shoots back up. Now, the U.S. dollar shoots up back to its all-time high over there at 162 on its dollar index, 164. What happens to gold? It is an inverse relationship. So the American dollar goes up, your gold prices go down. So not only did I show you that how the gold is going down, but the dollar is going up. The dollar is going up. That's it. It is getting pumped, man. Trump ain't playing no games. You guys want Trump to win? Well, guess what? You better be prepared to sell your precious metals because the precious metals will go down when Trump gets in because that dollar will skyrocket. He is not playing games this round. He's got a lot of things to do. And I'm telling you, the first thing that he's going to do is open up that Keystone Pipeline. Second thing, he's going to secure that border. I don't know in which order. Maybe the first thing he does is close that freaking border. That's got to be it. He's got to close the border and then open up the Keystone Pipeline and all the natural juices to feed our diesel trucks. Like that's got to happen, man. And I'm pretty daggone sure he's going to do that day one. If I know anything about Trump, he is all day logistics and getting that oil running in our blood again, in the American spirit. And when that happens, the dollar will skyrocket. The dollar will go up and the precious metals will go down. It is an inverse relationship, guys. And this is why I'm selling. Like, now's the time to sell out of your IRAs. Now, for those of you that have bought it from Goldco or from other companies that are terrible to the customer, by the way, they charge 20 to 40%. In sales charges, and they probably will do another 20 to 40% when you sell out of it. And so what happens pretty much is that you get penalized, you get you know, you get a nasty sales charges. We have a program for you. We get out of this, the same people you're trying to avoid, like the banksters and all the manipulators and the hedge funds and the BlackRock guys that are manipulating the stock market. They're the ones that are manipulating the price of precious metals, gold and silver. So you're not protecting your money, by the way. It is a volatile commodity. You need a certain license to even trade it, to even recommend it. I'm sorry. These are the same people that you're trying to avoid. And your money is not guaranteed. Your money is not safe. And so the reason why I wanted to do this podcast is because we got off the phone with this one client. He was like, how is my money protected? And a dude had like money in a gold IRA. I said, how is your money protected? Please tell me. You have an IRA in the middle of Texas and you don't know where it's at? Like, tell me how that's protected from the government. Tell me how that's protected from the markets, from the manipulators. So there's so much to this, guys. Like, Trump gets in, it's great for the economy, but if the American dollar is going up, your gold is going to go down. It's an inverse relationship. And I can show you the charts, man. Like, I trade this stuff personally. I trade this stuff and one, you know, the other trade that I really like, and I'm not making recommendations, but here's the other kicker, is that we all know that interest rates are going to drop. And when they do, we are going to see some crazy volatility in the markets. Oh, speaking of the volatilities. All right. I'm getting geeked up here, man. I'm getting sidetracked because I love talking about this stuff. It's so much fun. So TMF, man. So once again, this is going to hit low. And then once it hits around that support level where we think we know it's going to go, it's going to shoot back up to all-time high. It's over 5. I think 500. And right now it's at 50. So buying some call options here in January 26 would be ideal if you can afford. If you got, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 would be eventually a $70,000 to $120,000 trade come 12 months from now. But that is for somebody that wants to take risk. That's somebody that understands what options are and that has a licensed professional. I love these things. I love talking about these things because this is going to be a layup six-figure trade. Like, this is a very, very amazing opportunity. Again, I'm just sharing information purposes only. I will be coming out with an inner circle where we're going to be talking about trade setups like this where we can take trades together. It's not a client relationship. You will be charged to get into the inner circle. It'll be subscription-based, and we're going to just trade one index, and make a ton of money on it. And that will be the goal of it every year. If you're interested, then email me. I'll put you on a list of interested people. And then when that is rolled out, because I'm testing it now, whenever that gets rolled out, you'll be the first one to be alerted because I'm only going to take about 10 to 20 clients on that, or 10 to 20 people, I would say. But yeah, guys, you would sell out of the IRAs, man. It's the gold IRAs. It's not a good time to be hanging on to it. I don't see gold going even higher. I think you need to start selling it because that American dollar is going to go up and it's poised to go up. So with that being said, I wanted to also show you a nasty photo, parental discretion advice. So you guys know I play ice hockey. And the puck hits me with a slap shot, and it's a puck that goes right to my right arm underneath the pad. And it really hurt at the time. Like, all right, I get shot all the time, but this one stung because it was like inside of my arm. And it was last Thursday. Now, I wanted to cry. Like, I legit wanted to cry. It sucked. But what was weird is that pain went all the way up my arm into my brain and made me nauseous. I've never felt that way. I wish I could call mommy and say, hey, mom, can you kiss it and make it better, right? No, that's it. But check this out. A week later, my wife goes, are you okay? Do you want to go to urgent care? I'm like, no, I just want to like go to bed, drink water, go to bed. And I knew it hurt. I didn't think it was this bad. Check this picture out, man. Just a straight shot. A week later, she said, oh, it's going to look really bad before it gets good. It's a bruise. And sure as heck, man, that's it. It's nasty. Worth every second of it. Hey, I still got my teeth. I still got my teeth, my crooked teeth. So all good. And I'm excited. I'm getting my truck back next week. For those of you that didn't know, I sent my truck off to Georgia, and I'm getting her tricked out, lifted with some big wheels, making it look Florida, right? Florida, lifted truck. So here's a picture of my truck and with the lights. And so I can't wait to see her. The whole bottom got painted. Basically, it's going to be a show truck. And I love them. But anyways, I just wanted to share those pictures with you guys. And been raining a lot here in Florida. I just came back from a canceled rodeo. So I went to a rodeo this evening. That's why I'm doing this podcast late. And we got rained out. That really sucked. I had the kids with me and Salim and his beautiful wife and his kids. And my beautiful wife and my kids. And we just made the best out of it. Well, guys, I'm reading a new book. I finished my 31 Decrees that I've been reading all month. But I finished this one. If you guys don't have this one is great. 31 Decrees of Blessings for Men. And so with the same style, but not the same author, I'm starting this one. And guys, if you want a spark in your marriage, this is it. This is called Daily Prayers for My Wife. Daily Prayers for My Wife. And it's just a small little 3-minute daily devotion. I'm going to read it real quick. First one is be patient. Patience. We all want others to be patient with us, but oftentimes extending the same mercies forward our spouse can be unimaginably difficult, especially in conflict. That's because the definition of patience isn't simple. It has many layers. First, it means go through the pain or trials calmly without complaining. Next, it means to refrain from lashing out while being provoked. Then it also means not being impulsive in speech or action and remaining steadfast in adversity. Finally, patience means being willing to bear opposition. Of all the layers, to be willing could be the most important point of all. To be willing to remain calm, not complain, hold our tongues, and bear opposition means to sacrifice our own instincts. There's nothing about this that's easy, but God's grace makes it possible. 1 Corinthians, love is patient. 1 Corinthians 13:4. So let us pray for our spouses. Let us pray for our marriages, because if Satan can hit us at home with just a slither of a tongue or being patient or triggering our wives, I really think that Satan uses our marriage against us sometimes to just meddle in. If he can't with your finances or your fitness or your other ways, the way to attack the male is through a lack of patience in your marriage. So my prayer that your marriage gets strong. Anyways, that's my little daily word for you guys. God bless you guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, do not forget to book your appointment with us at CortezWM.com. You can also book, you can go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com to download a free guide. If you book an appointment with us, we're going to send you an awesome book. This book right here. The America First Retirement Plan book. I wrote it a year ago. It talks about exactly what's going on right now. And so get your copy before I start selling them, because they cost me like $5,000, but I'm giving all of them away. And my staff wants me to start selling them so I can get the money back. But I didn't do it for money. I actually did it to educate people Well, with that being said, guys, I'm out of here. God bless. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Sell your gold. Talk to you soon.